can make it respect, where only the few survive and many are forgotten. It's Deadwood Radio with Earl Brown, and it's only here in Outlaw Country.
Hey, this is Earl Brown.
And this is John Hawks.
I play Dan Doherty.
And I play Saul Starr.
We're on HBO's Deadwood, but today we're on Sirius and we're in Outlaw Country. This is Deadwood Radio Show. Last year we did a special that seemed to be awfully popular with you Outlaw Country listeners. So we come back, we're going to do 12 of them this year. We're going to do one in conjunction with each episode.
Dirty dozen right
there. That's right, that's right. And we're going to, through the weeks as it progresses, we'll look at the previous week's episode. We'll tease what's coming up next week. For those of you out there listening that aren't familiar with our little radio show, it's on HBO, and it ain't your granddaddy's Western.
That's right. It's, well, we speak freely, don't we, Earl?
That's right. And since this is satellite radio, we are free to speak however we please now.
Are you saying I can say God darn it?
Yeah, you can say damn.
Wow. I was raised right, Earl. So I might go with dang.
Let's start with a song with some serious attitude.
Bring it on, Earl.
This is called Take This Job and Shove It.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. Working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. Line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. This job and shove it.
Yeah.
my money. You can have my life of luxury. You can have my precious silver studded saddle. But you cannot take my soul, cannot take my soul today. Sweet mama, oh sweet mama, won't you say you love me? Let me hold my arm. Please tell me I'm not really falling to pieces. Keep me tender, mama, tender now. Keep me warm. Jack the Diamond, Jack the Diamond, I still got my ace, yeah. If you want me to do it, I can throw it right in your face. Go and take my precious silver studded saddle. Take my soul, cannot take my soul today. Jack and Diamond, Jack and Diamond, I'm gonna be all right.
Baloney. Cocksucker.
Yeah, glad I taught you that fucking word. These are whites, huh?
White cocksucker.
Two white cocksuckers killed him and stole the dope that he was bringing to you.
White cocksucker. You, Swidgen.
The dope that you were gonna fucking sell to me?
White cocksucker.
These two white cocksuckers? Who the fuck did it?
Who?
Who, you ignorant fucking chink?
Who?
Who stole the fucking dope?
Cocksucker!
The forsaken got no reason to cry. He got to chew the angels falling from on high. He ain't waiting for no answer, baking woeful pie. Pie of eyesight, pie blue black. Oh, that pie, the pie of pie and pie. of the forsaken, well, he ain't like you and I. With bones always breaking and no place to go lie. He's in the box so dark and wet, he got so much time. He ain't even worried yet, the hog of the forsaken, he is the pork of crime. Forsaken, he'll leave you one more chance, which if you won't be taken, he'll leave it for the ants. He sings out in the wilderness, he sings for friend and foe, he sings of these and those times as well as the times to go. Forsaken, he swims out into the Sabine, the alligator guard chase to leap and mullet. He chops water hyacinth going to the sea. The hog of the forsaken, he is the hog for me. He chops water hyacinth going to the sea. Hog of the forsaken, is the hog for me.
You're listening to Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country. That was Hog of the Forsaken by Michael Hurley. Anybody knows our TV show knows the special significance of that tune.
Well, there's a hog pen involved, and there's some dead people involved, and there's some pigs eating the dead people. Is that right?
That is correct. We take them over to Woo's, and they meet their ultimate demise and shed their mortal coil.
Well, we were recycling long before most people were, weren't we? Way ahead of the game.
That's
on that
right.
One.
Deadwood was ahead of the curve. Certainly. Speaking of Woo, he may stop by and visit us sometime in the next few weeks.
Oh, Keone's coming?
Yeah. We got several folks lined up. I made some phone calls. Want to come down and be on the radio, and I told them they could pick whatever health songs they wanted to play. So we might even have a special guest on this opening episode.
Wow, there might be a Golden Globe winner showing up at some point. Wouldn't that be good?
If he can get a parking space.
Yeah, it's tough around here. Tough around here.
Speaking of tough around here, let's go to some tough, I guess you could call them the Mount Rushmore of country music.
Yeah, don't take them for granted.
No. Well, thematically, these songs kind of fit in the mold. This first one is The Beast in Me by Johnny Cash.
The beast in me is caged by frail and fragile bars, restless by day and by night, rants and rages at the stars. God help the beast in me. The beast in me has had to learn to live with pain and how to shelter from the rain, and in the twinkling of an eye might have to be restrained. God help the beast in me. Sometimes it tries to kid me that it's just a teddy bear, and even somehow manage to vanish in the air, and that is when I must beware. the beast in me. That everybody knows. They've seen him out dressed in my clothes, patently unclear. If it's New York or New Year, God help the beast in me. The beast in me.
Down a lonely highway, I knew not where the road would end. Not a penny in my pocket, all alone without a friend. In a country village, I met a man, and he was blind. As I helped him cross the highway, oh Lord, I cried, his burdens are greater than mine. I can see the light of day, not feel my way. Yes, thy burdens are greater than mine. Little lad, while on my travels, trying hard to play the game. Though his leg was very crippled, and he could not speak his name, yet he smiled in understanding. Though life to him had been unkind, and as I watched, I cried in sorrow. Lord, I see his burdens are greater than mine. I can speak my name aloud, make my way among the crowd. Yes, his burdens are greater than mine. Just by chance, I passed a graveyard. I saw a young man kneeling there. In his hands there were some roses. On his lips there was a prayer. On a stone these words were written: your soul is God, your memory mine. And as I watched, I cried in sorrow. Oh Lord, I see his burdens are greater than mine.
He was no great fucking man. He was a long-haired cocksucker that could have saved many lives by more drinking and stop being so fucking ambitious, and many still above ground and not scalped by the fucking heathens and their guts spread over the plains.
I've got a long list of real good reasons all the things I've done. I've got a picture in the back of my mind of what I've lost and what I've won.
regret is just a memory written on my brow, and there's nothing I can do about it now. I've got a wild and restless spirit. I held my price through every deal. I've seen the fire of a woman's scorn turn her heart of gold to steel. I've got the song of the voice inside me set to the rhythm of the wheel. And I've been dreaming like a child since the cradle broke the vow. And there's nothing I can do about it now. Running through the changes, going through the stages, coming round the corners in my life. Leaving doubt to fate, staying out too late, waiting for the moon to say goodnight. And I could cry for the time I've wasted, but that's a waste of time and tears. And I know just what I'd change if I went back in time somehow. But there's nothing I can do about it now.
Could have had it all. A fire. But you're nothing but a fool. The way you run away from love, the way you try to play it cool. I'm gonna say this just one time. Time is running out on you. Best remember me, my friend. I am the cold hard truth. You best remember me, my friend. I am the cold hard truth.
Hey, you're listening to Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country on Sirius Satellite.
Right.
You know, in the last segment, we talked about having some special guests. And luckily, there's a parking space in Hollywood, California today because we've got one that walked in. Say hello. I think this is a man that needs no introduction. You'll recognize this voice.
Hi-oh. Hi, John. Yeah,
hey, what's up?
Well, they found a parking space outside. There was it was street sweeping down the other side of the street, so I couldn't park there.
You didn't have to kill a man, did you?
I didn't have to knife anybody.
Those of you not familiar with our show, that's the voice of Al Swearingen, the one and only Ian McShane.
Hi, everybody. It's great to be here on the first day of the first recording, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we all were on the 1st of, what is it, 1st of October, 2002. It's almost 4 years. You know?
I know. Unbelievable.
Yeah. For those of you who haven't watched the show, it's set in Deadwood, South Dakota, which was an illegal settlement in Indian territory. We had a treaty with the Indians in that it was their land, and then a discovery was made. It was gold. So that's what Custer
changes
was,
everything.
Custer was doing in the area was basically to put some of the hostiles down so we could come in and get the gold. And then Custer got his payoff, and a few months later, Al Swearingen shows up and starts building the town.
With his eulogy to Custer, which was that, you know, long, yellow-haired cocksucker. Screwed everything up for all of us. We had to start again. Because a lot of the troops, absconded from the army and joined in the prospection.
Yeah.
They left. They left the turntail and, you know.
Which we had.
As we have in the show. Yeah, in the series
the
two.
First, yeah.
Well, series two, when Peter Coyote, when they all, you know, the
yeah, and the finale.
Comes in the finale, and there's a lot of soldiers who left the army. I wasn't wanting to be in the army.
No, hell no. You got to realize this is a place with no law, no jurisdiction. It was a no man's land. It was a bastard town, illegitimate, they used to say. Part of the United States, but not part of the United States. This netherworld where all manner of hellish deeds and
you know, speaking of illegitimate bastards, we are in Outlaw Country, and that is the home of all illegitimate bastards on radio.
Well, I guess that's why I feel at home, frankly.
Huh? Well, the great thing about this format on this station is sort of anything fits, anything goes. We can run the gamut from folk music to hard rock and edge of country stuff, and we're going to be playing all those sorts of things. Let's start with Ralph Stanley for this block. It's Little Maddie Grove. It's an old, I think, Scottish murder ballad.
On a high holiday, on the very best day of the year, Little Matthew Grove to the church did go, the holy word to hear. And some come in all dressed in white, some in purple and blue. And then come in Lord Arnold's wife, a flower among the few. At him, he looked at her, the like had never been done, till she got up and took his hand and bade him come along. Well, they tossed and they turned in the bed all night till they lay fast asleep. When they woke up in the new morning dawn, Lord Arnold stood at their feet. He said, "Get up, little Matthew Grove, and put your clothing on, for it'll never be known in old England I slayed a naked man. I shan't get up, I won't get dressed, I fear so far my life, for you have got two very sharp swords, and me not nary a knife." "Well, yes, I've got two very short swords that cost me deep in purse, and you shall have the better of the two, and I shall take the worst. And you may strike the very first blow, and strike it like a man, and I shall strike the very next one, and kill you if I can." Well, Matthew struck the very first blow. It hurt Lord Arnold sore. And Arnold struck the very next one, left Matthew lay dead in his gore. He turned his eyes to his wife in her bed. The rage and the hate saw she. "Who do you like best now?" he said. "Little Matthew Grove or me?" "Very well do I like your brow," said she, "very well do I like your chin, but I like Matthew Grove in all of his gore better than you and all your kin." Well, he took her by the hair of her head, he led her through the hall, and with his sword cut off her head and kicked it against the wall.
Yeah. This is Jimmy Dale Gilmore in Outlaw Country, 63.
My mind's got a mind of its own. Takes me out of walking when I'd rather stay at home. Takes me out to parties when I'd rather be alone. Lord, my mind's got a mind of its own. I've been doing things I thought I'd never do. I've been getting into trouble without ever meaning to. I no sooner settle down than I'm right back up again. I feel just like a leaf out in the wind. Cause my mind's got a mind of its own. Takes me out of walking when I'd rather stay at home. Takes me out to parties when I'd rather be alone. Lord, my mind's got a mind of its own. I seem to forget half the things I start. I try to build a house and then I tear the place apart. I freeze myself in fire and I burn myself on ice. I can't count to one without thinking twice. My mind's got a mind of its own. Takes me out of walking when I'd rather stay at home. Takes me out to parties when I'd rather be alone. Oh, my mind's got a mind of its own. I tell myself to do the things I should. And I get to thinking that them things ain't any good. I tell myself the truth, but I know I'm lying like a snake. You can't walk on water at the bottom of the lake. My mind's got a mind of its own. Takes me out walking when I'd rather stay at home. Takes me out to parties when I'd rather be alone. Lord, my mind's got a mind of its own.
Daryl Brown.
And this is John Hawks.
And Ian McShane.
We're from HBO's Deadwood, but today we are on I'm getting to it.
Hey,
I'm going to say on Sirius Satellite in Outlaw Country.
All right, good enough.
See, it's that juxtaposition of the in and the on. I'm a songwriter, you know.
I have my knife ready. It's going to take you down.
The in and the on.
Yeah, in Outlaw Country, Deadwood seems to be a perfect fit because it's a song, it's a show about outlaws.
Sure is.
We're playing songs about outlaws.
That's right.
With Deadwood, when we started, I know David had a conversation with, well, really with all of us as a group, and I'm sure yours were much more in-depth. The
no
idea.
Radio. No, you know. David has got it. You know, would you want to be around David a lot of the time with World War III going on in there? I said, you know, ask him a question and that's, thank you very much, David. You're a very busy man.
We're talking about David Milch, who is the show. David is the creator and the head writer. He was saying that the idea behind it, that he said, Earl, this is not a Western. I said, not a Western. He says, no. Westerns, your typical, archetypical American Western is about the individual and the great wide open. And our show is about the need for community, that these people need each other. And it's this claustrophobic environment. And so that's not a Western. I said, David, I'm wearing boots and a hat and a gun on my hip. It's a Western. So the first season, that's really what we dealt with, was that idea of a community. How does law grow and social order grow out of chaos?
Yeah. It's yeah. You know what I mean?
I that was so articulate, John, I can hardly believe you. I always thought the show was about, a microcosm of American society, of modern American society, how it's grown into this, you know, monolithic capitalist society. And this shows how people who come from all over the world, immigrants from everywhere, in this strange little place, Deadwood, find themselves, the rich, the poor, the pure, the poor, the needy, well, they're all poor at one point, and how they come together, and by force, by circumstance, by outside forces, how they gird their loins together and, you know, fight off. I suppose they'd be libertarians in a sort of in a modern day sense. The fact that you didn't have then a socialist structure, you didn't have a capitalist. This was the big. They were making it up as they went along.
It was anarchy.
They were making society up as they went along.
The first year, or the first 5 years actually, of Deadwood's existence, it's went from a zero population to over 10,000 people within a 6 month span of time, and this town sprang up. The first 5 years, the murder logs listed over 500 murders a year. That's a murder and a half a day in a town of 10,000 people. So it don't get much more outlaw than that.
I guess when you have about 9,300 men and maybe, 700 women, maybe there's a murder a day.
Certainly. It's an interesting place in that it was 11 years after the Civil War to ask someone where they were from was fighting words. You just never, ever even ask those kind of questions. So it was a volatile place.
Well, we're here today to play some outlaw music, so let's get back to it. This is Soldier's Joy. Sean Camp. We'll talk a little more. Sean,
oh, terrific.
This is a song based on the old melody of Soldier's Joy. Sean Camp and Guy Clark wrote this incredible tune.
First I thought a snake had got me. It happened lightning quick. But it was a bullet bit my leg, and right off I got sick. Came to in a wagon load of 10 more wounded men. 5 was dead by the time we reached that bloody tent. Give me some of that soldier's joy, you know what I mean. I don't want to hurt no more, my leg is turning green. To come and he looked at me, and this is what he said. He said, your dancing days are done, son. It's a good thing you ain't dead.
And then he went to work with a carving knife. Sweat fell from his brow. He about killed me trying to save my life when he cut that lead ball out. Give me some of that soldier's joy, and you know what I like. Bear down on that fiddle, boy, just like Saturday night. It run all over the floor, dripping down his apron strings like a river out the door. He handed me a bottle, said, son, drink deep as you can. He turned away, then he turned right back with a hacksaw in his hand. Give me some of that soldier's joy, ain't you got no more? Hand me down my walking cane, I ain't cut out for war. Some of that soldier's